This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Rich.
Me too. I want a talk show with me as the host.
You want to talk about current events?
No.
What kind of stuff do you want to talk about?
Me. Ooh. How much would that cost?
$15 million.
Oh, and I want to come in on a swan boat.
You're off your meds, you're living in a reservation casino, and you're hosting your own talk show.
It's a new era. $86 million Alice.
Okay, here's the deal. After Kristen Wiig blew up with Bridesmaids, she has been struggling to find a new starring vehicle for her career. Her latest attempt is Welcome to Me, a quirky comedy about a woman with borderline personality disorder who wins the lottery and funds her own bizarre talk show. It seems that Wiig is drawn to scripts like this one, which exist far outside of the mainstream and feature seriously flawed individuals with no hope of overcoming their problems. This isn't Wiig's first film with a character like this, and it feels like she's walked straight from the set of The Skeleton Twins, only without Bill Hader to help keep the movie boosted up. Most of Welcome to Me is half-baked and unformed. It's trying to be a film like Being There or Forrest Gump, which finds the joy and exuberance of life within the confines of a troubled main character. However, the writing is as uneven and unbalanced as the lead. Wholly unremarkable, Welcome to Me isn't a terrible movie, but it's far from a good one. Welcome to Me gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.